This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
3, 2, 1.
Do you know what I feel like doing? So I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Game Break. And before we get into today's pod, I'd like to say thank you to anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know. So the PSVR 2 recently released, and the price tag has a few people turned off from it. The PSVR 2 is set to launch in February of 2023 at a price point of $550 US, which it's also worth noting that the PSVR 2 costs more than a base PS5, which you already need to play on the PSVR 2. Now, it does come with the headset, headphones, and two PSVR Sense controllers, which are new and improved. Now, according to the vice president of brand hardware and peripherals, Isabella Tomatis, the PSVR 2 will, quote, allow you to escape into new worlds while feeling groundbreaking sense of immersion. Now, as for the improvements made on the headset, there will be a slimmer yet lighter design to the Sense controllers, air vents to the headset itself, and a lens adjustment dial. And if you're willing to get into credit card debt, pre-orders are open on the 15th. Now, comparing the PSVR 2 to other competitors in the space, it is more expensive than the Oculus Quest 2, which released back in October of 2020, with a price tag of $300, but that price has since been raised to $400. But the PSVR 2 is cheaper than the Meta Quest Pro, which will run you around $1,500, or the Valve Index, which clocks in just under $1,000, but at that point, you're just spending money. And you might ask yourself, does that price tag reflect the console's performance? Now, when looking at the panel resolution for the PSVR 2, it does get a resolution of 2000 by 2040 per eye compared to the Oculus Quest, which nets around 1800 by 1920. Now, as for field of view, the PSVR 2 has a full 110 degrees compared to the Quest 2, which only gets you around 96 degrees of field of view. Now let's get into the cool bells and whistles the PSVR 2 has to offer. Headset feedback, eye tracking, Tempest 3D audio, adaptive triggers, and haptic feedback all seem to be highlights of this new headset. Now, mind you, these were some features that were implemented in the PS5 controller, and based on consumer reaction, a lot of people enjoyed those features like adaptive triggers and haptic feedback. Now, looking at it from a larger perspective here, the PSVR 2 could, and I mean to stress the point could, be somewhat of an aggressively priced piece of hardware when compared to others within the market. But is it really a bargain for all that it's offering? Honestly, to me, VR right now, at least in the gaming space, is kind of a novelty thing. I really don't see any heavy hitters released on the platform that will get users in headsets. But when looking at prior iterations of the PSVR, it crossed over 5 million unit sales as of January 6, 2020. So people are buying it. Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge. one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habits. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, Noom.com/believe, BL. And as of right now, it's the second best-selling VR headset of all time behind the Oculus Quest 2. So what could be the saving grace for the PSVR 2? Well, it's releasing with Horizon Call of the Mountain, and you could get the game bundled in with the headset for around $600. So pairing it with one of their biggest IPs with this new venture into the VR space, Sony has clearly shown they are fully behind this. And the headset will launch with a library around 20 games, which is yet another good sign. But PSVR 2 isn't backwards compatible, which kind of sucks for those initial investors. And the reasoning behind this is because Sony is citing a vast difference in hardware. PSVR games are not compatible with the PSVR 2, because PSVR 2 is designed to truly deliver a next-generation VR experience. This means developing games from PSVR 2 requires a whole different approach than the original PSVR. Now, looking at it from a consumer perspective, I really just can't vibe with that $550 price point. Yeah, you get a game's library of 20 titles, but there are no signs of backwards compatibility, which would give that library you've built even more value. So the bigger question here is, could Horizon Call of the Mountain generate enough hype around the PSVR 2? After all, Horizon Zero Dawn did pass 20 million sales as of February 2022, so there is interest in the property there. And honestly, I do think VR at some point will grow into something. As for what that something is, I really don't know. I think VR is still in its infant stages amongst consumers, with interest in the product increasing year over year. But I also believe those prices need to come down considerably to appeal to a larger user base. The Quest 2 at around $300 seems to be the most popular headset of choice for users, and I think that's just based off of price alone. Add in more hard-hitting titles, potentially like Horizon Call of the Mountain, and VR could be a viable gaming platform for years to come. So, as per usual, I'm going to pass a question off to you guys, the viewers. Do you really see VR being a viable source of gaming in the future? Also, do you think it's pretty popular now? And I want you guys to be honest here. If you do have a VR headset, how often do you truly use it? But that about does it here for all things gaming. And what you could do to do the right thing is listen to more episodes of the Get Comfy Podcast, Get Comfy Game Break, and Get Comfy Lowdown every single Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and of course, the Believe Network. But I'll see you guys next time.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.